Blog Talk Radio.
Let your hands for Angela.
Economic Development Council, and she is from the state of Mississippi. Good afternoon, Ms. Russell. Good afternoon, Ms. Russell. Ms. Russell. But we're having a little bit of technical difficulty.
Fam, I'm on the line.
Oh, okay. I couldn't
hear
you.
You can?
I apologize. Yes, I couldn't hear you then, but I can hear you now.
Okay, yes. I said good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
Okay.
So you're, Ms. Russell, you're the National Director of Black Wall Street USA Economic Development Council. Would you like to tell the people listening? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Would you like to tell the people listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler about a little bit about Black Wall Street now and current day? I mean,
well,
now and the past?
Well, the past, let's start with the past, and we'll bring it up to the modern day, where, you know, Black Wall Street tussle had a perpetual economic system where blacks migrated to Tulsa and they began their own businesses. Mr. O.W. Gurley was the founder of Black Wall Street Tulsa, where he put a 40-room boarding house, and from that 40-room boarding house, different businesses came in, and he bought a 40-acre block of land, and he would only sell it to blacks. And so that built into over 600 businesses, a couple of funeral homes. It was a thriving community. And as the blacks worked out in the area for the whites, they would bring their money back and purchase inside of the 40 block, Greenwood and Archer and Pine Street. So this is how Black Wall Street grew to the magnitude that it grew to. At the time when Black Wall Street was bombed, it was considered the first Holocaust of the country, the first Holocaust in 1921. And O.W. Gurley, it said he estimated a loss of over $200,000 in the property that he owned just alone. But there was, if Black Wall Street today was in operation, it would be worth over $2 billion. So we have shown that African Americans can own and can be successful. Of course, there was other black towns that were successful. I learned that it was over 23 other black towns in Oklahoma, but Black Wall Street was the most successful one because they created an economic perpetual system, and they spent their money inside of the community. Likewise, now our money leaks out of our community about 15 minutes because of technology, because of internet, and because we have grown away from buying from blacks. So these are what our pioneers and our ancestors instilled in us, keep money in the family. And all that means is the Africans, Americans, they buy, should support each other like the other nationalities and ethnicities does, like the Asians and the Chinese and the Caucasians and any other nationality. They believe in taking care of family first. And that's what Tulsa was designed, to be able to make sure that their family had a legacy and could leave something for them. And so it was a horrible thing that happened, but we learned from that is if we can mimic what our ancestors and what Black Wall Street Tulsa stood for, then we can have thriving communities once again. My job as the Economic Development Council is to create jobs and create communities to be able to have a Black Wall Street Tulsa model and many other ones that are associated with the Black Wall Street USA organization. Our goal is to set the model up in communities. So I'm just excited to know about a lot of the success stories that we have already had with African Americans, and knowing that if we did it once, we can do it again.
Yes, ma'am. And I think it would be wonderful if it happened again. I believe it can, but it's going to take a lot of
time. It is happening again. It's happening.
Yes, ma'am.
As we speak, we are working toward those things coming to fruition. So, you know, it didn't get in this situation overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight. But we can move forward, and that's what the POP Movement Initiative for Job Creation has partnered with the Black Wall Street USA organization, because it's a spirit movement, teaching you about the spirit of networking and working together and all the things that we should do as an African-American or family, black family. But then we come with the parts of the job creation, creating that same system that we can operate in so that we can now have what they had but have more, because we have more than they had then, and technology will allow us to get even more. But we have to have the will to be willing to pull together, work together, and be able to overcome everything that has kept us down together. And it has to do with unity and collaboration. So we're bringing a collaborative piece to be able to bring that Black Wall Street system back into certain communities.
Okay. All right. And it is happening now. You are correct. In New Orleans, Atlanta, Georgia, different parts of Mississippi, Chicago, it is already happening. That is correct.
Yeah.
Atlanta is very much consists of a lot of entrepreneurs, doctors, lawyers, realtors. Yeah.
But we have to create a system, though, that we can work together to make our communities priority. And that's one of the things that the Black Wall Street Mississippi Division, we're making priority. And our goal in this campaign, collaborating with the Black Wall Street model, is to create 1 million jobs and 200,000 entrepreneurs nationwide by year 2022. Now, we know 1 million jobs is not a lot of jobs compared to the millions of people that are off work or had a decrease in their income. So, you know, but we know that's a start. Also, the 200,000 entrepreneurs is the start of creating businesses. You cannot create jobs unless you create entrepreneurs or create businesses. So our goal is to create businesses so that we can be able to create the jobs and teach the methods of what Black Wall Street Tulsa had in play in order for them to be successful. So things are on its way, and we're doing wonderful, and we're just looking forward to everyone collaborating with us and everyone connecting to the model that we have set aside. Not that we're the only one that are doing things in the economic development industry, but the pop has a system that could create the Black Wall Street tussle system because it brings you all the way through. It brings you to it and takes you through it and training. And we take the other companies that offer maybe financial education and things of that nature because we have so much to do, so much work to do. It's going to take many, many organizations working together, creating this circle that we can create jobs and put these training centers up because we're catering to people that lack skills, broad education, unjust criminal background, people that may have felons on their records and things of that nature. So we have to create that Tulsa, Oklahoma system, a perpetual system. And inside this circle, we keep the money in the circle so that we can continue to create the jobs. You cannot create jobs or get anything done like Tulsa, Oklahoma was originated unless you have a blueprint and a system that we follow and nobody steps outside of the system. And that's what we're doing to be able to bring Tulsa, the spirit of Tulsa, and the action of Tulsa all across the country in all impoverished and at-risk communities. Because these are the communities that need it the most. But we have to train our people. We have to let them know the importance of being a great employer as well as a great employee. So through our training, through the Black Wall Street Mississippi initiative for the POP movement, we are teaching individuals those things on how to make that happen. Okay?
Yes. Yes. That is
and
wonderful.
We have a website set up where we have where you can go and register and become a member of the POP, stand for Prosperity Over Poverty, and we can implement the Black Wall Street mission. That's what we have to do. We have to get back the way they were, working together, sharing, caring, networking, keeping the money in the circle, and we have to be able to save lives because we're dying by the, daily, our children, everyone. We're losing lives because they just don't have nothing, no anchor. So we have to create an anchor to be able to get the mindsets until we can educate them on the Black Wall Street Tulsa model. Because many Americans don't even know Black Wall Street Tulsa, don't even know their story, don't even know it exists because we don't have history in our schools. So even in the Black Wall Street, in this model, in this campaign, we'll be creating private schools and things of that nature so we can teach what we want to because the public school systems are really not teaching and educating our people about their heritage. You got to know where you come from in order to know where you're going. So, you know, we're just excited about what God is doing through the POP movement and through the collaboration with the Black Wall Street spirit in the spirit and the model. But, again, we got to bring the action piece back, and that's where the POP movement comes in. It brings the action piece. So, anyway, I'm going to let you pause with more questions.
That's okay. Go ahead. I was enjoying listening to you. You sound so enthusiastic.
Definitely. This is something that I've been working on for 15 years. So it's not anything that we woke up with a great idea. This model has been in action for 5 years, and the last 2 years we put it into circulation to see how it works before we present it to the American people. On tomorrow in Jackson, Mississippi, the capital of Mississippi, we will be soft launching this campaign. The official launch has not taken place yet, but we'll be soft launching the campaign so that we can get the model started working. Mississippi has been chosen as ground zero. It is our Black Wall Street Tulsa. So we're going to be putting up training academies where they'll be trained on personal development, life skills, job readiness, and entrepreneurship training. And then we have jobs that we're creating through this system where we have products and services that we're rendering to the community, and those products and services will be used to provide the seed money to help fund our campaign. We run it like a regular political campaign, But the difference in our campaign, we set out to help all organizations through our fundraiser. So the 45% goes to the organization and 55% stays with the campaign to create these centers and to invest in that student that goes to our academy. So we don't going to send anyone out to borrow money because we know they don't have credit, they don't have collateral. So through this campaign, we will be financing their business up to $20,000 for an individual to get started in a small home-based business. We will provide the financial education, the taxes, the record keeping. We teach them all these things. And what we do is eliminate the fear factor of them moving forward. Because one of the most important things that most African Americans are afraid of is business opportunity, and they have a great fear. So the things that have to come with business, most of them don't have the assets and don't have the knowledge. So through these training academies, we will provide the knowledge, the skills to do it, and the funds. And so that way we know that we can have successful businesses, and we will stay with them for up to 10 years or longer if they choose to allow us to continue to be their financial advisors. We have a one-stop shop that will help African Americans move forward. And it's amazing. It's awesome. It's changing lives. It's changing mindsets. And we started our first academy January the 9th in Shelby, Mississippi, 5 miles from the oldest African-American city in the country, Mount Bahia, Mississippi, where we did our testing at in Mount Bahia. So we had, unfortunately, a storm that hit the facility that we were in. So we were blessed to go up the road about 5 miles, but we still worked with Mount Bahia.
Okay. All right. Miss Ethel King Russell, I introduced you as the National Director of Black Wall Street USA Economic Development Council. And you're having the event tomorrow in Jackson, Mississippi. Is that my understanding? Did I hear you correctly?
Yes. We'll be soft launching the campaign during Mississippi Freedom Day. The POP movement in Black Wall Street, Mississippi, is sponsoring this event. Mississippi has only been a free state for 5 years. And most of our people don't know this. So this is going to be educational from this day forward, letting people know about their freedom. And also, after 200 years, this is also a 200-year bicentennial, 100-year for Fannie Lou Hamer, which is one of our pioneers and ancestors that's known, a statement she made that's known all over the world, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. She turned 100 years old, and also we have Martin Luther King with the 50-year death, and we have 25 years that the vision was put into motion, and 10 years after the first African-American decided to run for the most prestigious office in the world, Barack Obama, as President of the United States of America, and won 2 terms. And 5 years after the vision had been put into action, and 5 years after the state of Mississippi has been officially declared a free state. We will soft launch and officially launch a economic campaign from the number one poorest state in the union for job creation. So that is history in history itself. And as the president of the campaign, I've taken on the spirit of my ancestors as Rosa Parks sit on that bus and say that she was not gonna move no more. This is the last day that I would allow people to push me around. I paid the same fare as the next man, and I'm tired and my feet is hurting. And she decided that day that she would start make history, start a revolution. And they called Martin to the scene. He had just became arena on a major level for the civil rights. And Martin once said, if it hadn't been for Rosa, many people would have not known about Martin Luther King. So as I read about our ancestors, I look at how they shed tears, blood, and died. I look at all the success that our ancestors have established and did have. There's no need for someone to sit back or anyone to sit back and wait on someone else to do it for us. So when reading that, I made a decision 5 years ago that I will not wait any longer. coming from the book Martin Luther King, which is one of my mentors, written in 1963, Why We Can't Wait. And we find that 55 years later, many of Americans are still waiting. And a lot of them is waiting because there's no economic plan. There's no blueprint. We're not beating up on anyone. You have to have a blueprint, and you have to have a proven system that works. It has to be tried, and it has to be tested, because the resources, the tools, we already have. Martin Luther King said there's nothing new about poverty. But what is new, now this was 50-some years ago, but what is new, we have the tools, the technique, and the resources to get rid of poverty. But the question we have is, do we have the will?
And it's not necessarily black people's fault that they don't have a lot of money. A lot of it is due to economic discrimination.
Oh, yeah.
And it's absurd. I mean, discrimination is bad. And I'm glad that there is a current-day Black Wall Street, economic Black Wall Street, like was in, that they had in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, I believe it was during that time, I believe it was around 1921, there were about 9,000 people there in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
They,
they were like the segregated part of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I think it was called Greenwood, Oklahoma, am I correct?
Yes.
Black Africa. And my understanding
is called Little Africa.
Little Africa, which, of course, Greenwood, Oklahoma, it was a surrogate part of Tulsa. And they did very well. It was 9,000.
They did very well.
Very, very well.
But what I want the American people to understand, African Americans, if we
don't concentrate on the bad, the horrible,
I'm listening. I was saying I want them to concentrate on, we did it once, we can do it again. We have more now than we ever had. They did it from sweat, blood, and tears. They built fine businesses and fine homes with no electric and power tools. So I feel if we got a system in place, we can do it again, but we will not be able to do it unless we come together in unity, and which is the fancy word, collaboration. We must work together. And so we're calling on all the people that say they care, all the believers. We use an Acts 4:32, New King James Version, when all the believers came together for one common good with the same soul and same mind. And everybody understood that it is ours, and they sold their goods and provided what they need to the needed. We don't have to sell our goods. We've been blessed with a little more and a little more, and we, the ones that have it, the believers, can come together. And through this blueprint that we have established, we can come together and we can save our communities, save our youth, and save our families. There's no excuses.
Save our families.
No excuses. It's all about family. It's all about family.
Family.
It's all about family.
Yes, because the black family is definitely under attack. And you need to save some of us. Not all of us, but some. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And it's not like there's an old black or a new black, because we're really all black. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. And so we have to just take charge. We have to take charge, take control, and the ones that say they love the Lord, the ones that say they're saved, the ones that say they're Christian, these are who we're talking to right now. We're not talking to nobody that don't believe, because some people we have to make a believer out of, because they're seeing so much.
I understand.
And it's so much. And we're calling on all pastors all across the nation to come to the forefront, because the orders have been given by the Creator, and He said, go to the church where everything derived out of. And there's so many bad publicity about the black, about the church. But I beg the difference. The devil is a lie. I believe that these hearts of the pastors will be touched, because everybody knows that our communities are withering away. They're losing members. They're losing tigers. And they're just, it's just a lot going on. And if we can't come together now, if we can't call on the church now, then they need to put locks on their doors, because only the church, everybody has to do just a little. This campaign called the POP stands for Prosperity Over Poverty. How do you get prosperity over poverty? We believe if we take the power of the people and connect it to the power of the penis, we can move hurting Americans from poverty over to prosperity. And the power of the pen is simply just means everybody do a little, give a little, share a little, help a little, and we'll all have everything what we need. Very simple. But you have to have
about
a blueprint.
Something called unity. I call it unity.
Yes, it's called unity.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Kane. What I was going to say is that that I believe we as a nation should not blame the black youth after knowing what the death, knowing about Greenwood, Oklahoma, which at that time in 1921 was a segregated part of Tulsa, Oklahoma. How well they did. You cannot, with such violence and hatred and envy, pure envy and hate, that's what made them do that to them, because they were doing better than them. So
they were keeping their money
doing so much better than the white people, and they did it without any government help. They did it themselves. Like you said, the gentleman had 200,000 acres. I don't remember his name, and I apologize for that.
Okay.
But today you said we were billion.
Yes.
Businesses would be. And that's why I say you cannot blame, you shouldn't blame black youth.
Before you blame black youth,
in this nation and what it has endorsed, including what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Greenwood, Oklahoma. In 1920, when you can't, it's the violence, the hatred, and that's another reason. Even though it's that we're not excelling like we as the entire race of people could, you know. So you can't just blame it for all these disparities and after what when you know your history. You have to know your history to understand America. America is a capitalistic society. A racist society, unfortunately. It's still like that in 2018. But what I'm saying is you can look at the history of Greenwood, Oklahoma, all the businesses, 9,000 people. They murdered them. Envy, evil, hate. And they didn't even take anything for them. The white people didn't take anything for those white people at that time in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They didn't take anything, steal anything, didn't take anything. So what I'm saying, you can't just blame the black youth of today for all the bad that's going on. It's not fair, and it's really not right. I know they talk about Chicago, New Orleans, but you can't just keep blaming black youth or even older black people, because you know now know your history thanks to Miss Ethel Kane.
Yeah.
You understand your history. Tulsa, Oklahoma was a thriving black community. They didn't steal anything. Miss Ethel Kane Russell is letting you know that no one took anything, no one stole anything, but they were hated.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless. And that's why I say it has to start with black people themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way I know, only thing I've gathered since last year doing the interview on Black Wall Street, gentlemen, and the lady, too, from New York. Look at what they did then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same type of hate we're seeing and jealousy and evil that we're seeing on television, in the newspaper, in our neighborhoods, on our streets, you know, because believe it or not, that could be a Ferguson, Missouri, right where you live at. I'm not trying to take the enthusiasm away from this, what Miss Ethel Kane Russell is saying, but what I'm saying is now you see what the youth are dealing with. Now you see what we're all dealing with the police killings, like I said, in our neighborhood, in other towns and cities and states. That's the type of violence that you're dealing with. It's not just some gangster kids. Young people are parents that aren't any good. It's what you're seeing. What happened then is happening now. Evil. Envy. Envy. Caused them to kill all those thousands of people. All
yes,
because
ma'am.
A young black woman accused a young black man of attempting to sexually assault her, which gave the local white mob, the white men who acted as police, caused the they invaded our unsuspecting community.
Yes.
So yes, now you see, now if any young people hear this interview, they understand. I mean, they killed perhaps more than 300 African Americans. They looted and burned about 40 square inch blocks of 1,200 African American homes, including hospitals. That's hospitals with an S, schools with an S, and churches, and destroyed 150 businesses. It also says the white deputies and members of the National arrested and detained 6,000 black Tulsans who were released only upon being vouched for by white employer of the white citizens. And 9,000 African men were left homeless and lived in tents well into the winter of 1921. So that's letting you know right there what this country is. I'm not saying all white people, but the country itself, the entire country, which is called America, that's what you're up against. Now you know your history. Go on, Miss Ethel Kane Russell, please, ma'am.
Yes,
Ms. Ethel,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
I'm not taking that foolishly as I'm trying to take that away. Go ahead, miss.
Yeah. And then also we know that all these things derive from you know, over the years from the Jim Crow and the Willie Lynch era. But we have to create some jobs so our black people can stop killing each other and going to prison. Because mass incarceration is just another form of slavery. And the law, war on drugs was just another form for mass incarceration. So we see the traps that our black men are being entrapped in, and we have to do things to avoid that. And we have to learn, teach them not to kill up each other and not to do that. And also ask some of our adults, it be that between the ages of 50, 60, and 70, some of us dropped the baton. We didn't keep doing what we should have done. We got a little comfortable. Things got a little plentiful for us. We got new cars and new homes, and all it was just another trap for slavery. And we didn't recognize that. And therefore, it just got worse and worse and worse. You got to deal with the root cause. Yes, all of it is due to oppression.
Could you speak up, please, ma'am?
Yes, it has some form of everything that's happening is due to some form of oppression. But because of our knowledge and our gifts and our talents, we have to use those things, that misery, and turn it into a ministry and do some things to help ourselves as well, because nobody else is going to do it for us. And that's what Martin Luther King was telling them, that no one is going to do it. You can't wait any longer. We must do it ourselves. And so this is what we bring to the table, the Black Wall Street Mississippi, the model of Black Wall Street Tulsa, and the model of our ancestors working together, sharing together, helping each other. And so we have to bring those things into play before we can get any results done, because we are far, far gone, but it's nothing that we can't turn around. And I strongly believe that.
That's right. And how can people get in touch with you? By email?
Yes, we can go to our website at www.popjobcreation.net. That's popjobcreation.net. And they can call us at 662-719-7673. That's 662-719-7673 and 662-774-9810. That's 662-774-9810. Please visit the website and register. We're looking for members. Our annual membership for individuals is $25. Our business membership is $50, and all this money will be used to create jobs and put business training centers and invest in others' dreams. We have to come together, and there's membership benefits that you receive. So nobody's really giving anything. We're giving back because the first thing that you receive when you give is the love and the expression in your heart that you have helped pave the way for somebody. So we want to everyone all across the country to become a member of the POP movement. We're looking for economic advocates, and we're looking for people that want to start businesses, whether it's a home-based business, whether it's a brick-and-mortar business, and we go from sharecroppers to sharepoppers. Sharepopper is a person of priority that has made a decision to get in control of his personal finances while at the same time helping others. So we want to be able to teach you how you can take advantage of the new tax law and job act. This is our season. The doors are open. The opportunity is here. And all it needs you to do is just walk in. We are, again, with the POP movement, prosperity over poverty, and we're looking forward to helping people to become the change they want to see.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. That's wonderful. You have an event tomorrow, you say, in Jackson,
tomorrow
Mississippi?
Tomorrow our event is at 12 o'clock noon at the Capitol building in Jackson, which is the state capital for the state of Mississippi. It starts at 12 noon. We'll be celebrating Mississippi Freedom Day as of February the 7th, 2013. Mississippi was still under the slave state. It has the asterisk by its name. President Lincoln so-called freed the slaves in 1868, and 143 years later, Mississippi was still under that mandate. And through the moving Lincoln again, God allowed Lincoln to come and free Mississippi through that movie. And as of 2013, Mississippi has been declared officially a free state, and February the 7th have been the day that has been adopted to be Mississippi Freedom Day. And we need everybody started this year. We're going to connect, and then we're going to get everybody. We're going to have a celebration February the 7th for Mississippi Freedom Day for the ones that have been here, that live here, that once lived here, have family here. But Mississippi Freedom Day, February the 7th, is just like Juneteenth for Texas. February the 7th, 2013, is June. It's Freedom Day, Mississippi. So that's very knowledgeable. That's some very great information that we need to know, and we want people to connect with us all over the country. Help is not on the way. It has arrived. So learn how you can get involved.
That's right. Help is not on the way. It has arrived. The new tax law.
It has arrived.
And job,
yes.
Okay. How black people can take advantage of this. This is, yes. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, we're
positive.
Putting these centers
very
all
positive,
over the country.
Very upbeat. Very positive.
Yes.
I love the way you did this, Ms. Ethel.
Thank you.
And I love your enthusiasm and the way you didn't concentrate on the horror, but the positive of what black people already did and are doing now, as a matter of fact. You're an example of that.
Yes. How to live by example is what you do for others, and we are in trouble. We are in major trouble, our black communities.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. We are. I don't know where to begin with that, but I agree, including me.
We are in major trouble economically. We got everything else we need, but for the structure and jobs and infrastructure, we are in trouble. So we can solve it, though, but we have to come together with a blueprint, and we believe we have that blueprint that could get us started, and as we go, we'll grow. So we want people to contact us from all over the country. We can put these training academies up all over the nation. The blueprint works for every community, not just Mississippi. But we know if it worked in Mississippi, it'll work all across the world. So I'm excited about everything that God has done through the POP movement and through the collaboration
Black Wall Street
USA.
Black Wall Street USA. Yes. Thank you, Ms. Ethel. Thank you for coming on the show. Talk.
More than
Ms.
welcome.
Yes, ma'am. You are welcome too. I thank you, and you'll be hearing from me shortly after the show.
All right. Bye bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.